section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports Lead podcast number 38, season 6, episode 4. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week, the amazing Aaron Hughes and the never ever scoring Ty Boorman. Let's start with the biggest news of week 3 for KSL. Week 3, we had 2-0 Doug versus 2-0 Ty Boorman. Ty, who won?
I took it over.
How did you do that, though?
You know, at the very, very end of the match, as I was pulling away, I was thanking God because I thought it was going to come down to the wire. I think what really did it for me was Ahmad Bradshaw. New York Giants giving me 27 points. I mean, I had some good performances from Brandon Marshall and Joe Flacco as well, but Ahmad Bradshaw was the one that I wasn't expecting to come out of nowhere and give me some big points that night, and I think that really made the difference for me.
Awesome, awesome. So Aaron Oberg is undefeated still. Does he deserve to be undefeated too?
Well, this is at the end of week 3. Oberg, he stayed undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, and he was the only other undefeated team. It was Boardman and Burke. That's it.
Nice. And Snyder and Blake finally get their first wins in the big league. So Aaron, what was your biggest upset?
Ooh, for week 3, I'm going to have to say it was you over Dave Pate, because Pate had been putting up some impressive numbers, and that week, you just barely squeezed out a win on him.
Yes, it was an easy win, actually. I didn't have to try much. Actually, I got to say, Blake over Dave Nanigay. I can't believe that. I really thought Nanigay was going to have it, but, well, Blake was able to pull it out and go facial all over Dave. Ty, biggest upset.
I'm actually going to have to go with Aaron on this one. I think that you pulling out a win over Dave, not saying you didn't have a strong team coming into this, but Dave has a solid team. He's used to scoring some big points, so that was kind of a big win for you in that week.
All right, what was the game of the week, Ty?
The game of the week had to be I'm going to say mine, kind of going back to last week's podcast when Aaron was saying that there was no way that I was going to pull this win out of my hat. But I think in the end that it was a good game overall to watch compared to the ones that were going on.
All right. Oh, that's excellent. So Aaron, game of the week.
I actually think my game with Palmer was a really close game, and had the Seahawks not scored the massive amount of points on the Chargers that they did, then you wouldn't have seen Philip Rivers throwing for over 400 yards. And had he not done that, I mean, I actually would have won the game. So I thought it was a really close game, and so that's why it's my game of the week.
My game of the week, of course. You can follow us at Kiwani Bulldogs on the Twitter. Of course, that was game of the week. Moving on to week number 4, Boorman stays undefeated, and no one cares. Aaron.
Yes.
Exactly. Ty. All right, Mike and Doug dropped 2 straight. Is this impressive, Ty?
Mike also dropped 2 straight by a matter of under 10 points. I think that he could have pulled a win had he had maybe one more good performer on each week. Doug, yeah, that's a little bit more surprising, actually. He should have a better record at this point.
That's true. That is true, Ty. Aaron, what do you think, though?
Well, I wonder if it's going to be a trend. You know, I mean, they do have a tough schedule, and what will be interesting, actually, is when these two meet each other to see what their records will be. So,
excellent, excellent. So, Kevin Smith finally gets his first win of the year, which, Aaron, I want you to speak on this because he actually has the best overall record. What's going on?
Well, not the best.
I'm sorry, Brian does. But the
Brian does, Kevin is, you know, one of the top people. And so that's why it's incredibly surprising, because every year he really just does kind of a fantastic job. I'm actually taking a look right now at some of the stats. Every year he averages at least 7 wins. So, I mean, he's not a joke. So that's why it was kind of surprising. In fact, taking a look right now, the worst year he ever had in KSL, he was 7-7. That's his worst year he's ever had. So to start off 0-3, that kind of says something. So
cool. So, Ty, what do you think? I mean, you've been in the league for now, 3 years now? And, Kevin, you've seen him dominate just about every year, pretty much in the regular season. So were you in shock about this, that he it took, what, almost 4 weeks for him to get his first win?
No, not really shocked. This year he hasn't been performing too well with his defense, and this week 4 was a good example of that. Indianapolis only got him a couple points on the board, and he's just underperforming on his wide receivers. So not too shocked, but I had it all along that he was going to take this one this particular week, and I'm glad he pulled it out.
Excellent. So we had Joe Snyder. He actually started off 0-2, but he's won 2 straight. This is amazing that Joe's turned around, and now he's back to 500. Aaron, you know Joe the best. Do you think he's playing these guys right, or is he just sucking it?
I think that the first 2 games he had, you know, he looked like he was going to get a win, you know, a couple of times. But, you know, then the other team just came back and scored more, you know. And I think that these 2 wins, I think it's the start of something. You know, he actually ended Oberg's 3-0 streak. So, I mean, you know, he brought him to 3-1. So, I mean, that kind of says something about him. I actually think that Snyder has a pretty decent team. And I think that, you know, you should see a couple more wins coming his way.
Excellent. So in our top tier, we have the Boardman. He's 4-0.
4-0, baby.
What? You're 4-0, yeah. Very. And it's not luck. You've actually been playing it good. We have Palmer at 3-1. Olberg's also 3-1. And, of course, at Kewaunee Bulldogs is also 3-1 as well.
Now, Andy, I wanted to ask you, which of these people do you think is going to fall off this list next week?
Me. At Kewaunee Bulldogs will definitely fall off the list. You know why? Because I'll tell you the truth, I should have not won week 4. There's no way I should have won week 4. I got lucky. I mean, in all seriousness, in both leagues, in this and the elite one, I was facing the player who had Mike Vick starting. So the fact that I got lucky, unbelievable. So I got lucky, hands down. Anyways, let's move on to week number 5. Game of the week, Ty.
Week number 5, game of the week. You know, I think it's going to be Ty and Mike. I think their projections were close, but more so, I think if you just look at their overall numbers for points scored for each of their teams and their points against, they've got very comparable numbers that they put out there. And I just think that's just going to be a good matchup.
You know what? I want to say that I jumped the gun on this. You know what we forgot to talk about? What was the game of the week for week 4? I'm an idiot. So, Ty, what was your game of the week for week 4? I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I shot my load a little too early.
Well, I'm going to say that was a hard one, but
I'm going to say mine right now. Mine was the game of the week, Aaron over Doug. At AP Hughes over at DJ Hahn 01. Did not think that would happen that way, but it was a close game. I mean, my game was close with Mike as well, but that was all pretty much luck. Aaron and Doug's had a great game, though. I mean, so Tyler.
I agree with you, Andy, wholeheartedly. In fact, my upset of the week is you over Mike.
Ty, what do you got?
Upset of the week was actually you over Mike again also.
Oh, come on, man. Okay, the upset, yes, it is me over Mike. There's no way I should have won that game. No way. And, I just horrible. I should have played A.J. Hawk. Anyways, so well, let's go.
I think you both had horrible weeks. I think that was just a bad week for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
For whatever the reason. And I think Mike just got pounded on that one.
No, he got pounded. Speaking of week number 5, Ty, what is the game of the week?
Game of the week 5. Is going to be either my game coming up with it's not important. Again, Mike versus Ty.
You are playing Kevin, by the way.
Oh, Kevin. That's right. And it's going to be an interesting matchup because I'm 4-0 and he's 1-3. Is that right?
Yeah, so he's going to be 2-3 after this week is what you're saying.
If that's the case, then that's what the projections are saying, but I think I've got the win over him, but just barely.
Okay, Aaron. Aaron, what do you got?
Game of the week, I actually have – it's going to be Dave Pate and Brian Chateet. Mm-hmm. You know, I put in the notes how many times they faced each other and their records. They're 5-5 against each other all time. So, I mean, it's pretty kind of – it's kind of cool, you know. The upset of the week, though, I'm predicting it now, is actually going to be Kevin over Boardman. That's going to be the upset of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The toilet bowl game of the week, the worst game, the game that nobody wants to watch, is going to be – you, Andy, versus Dave Nanning.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think the toilet bowl game of the week is going to be Fairview Welfare versus Van Dam Hooligan. Sorry, Joe. I had to say it. I think it's the toilet bowl game. But game of the week definitely is definitely Brian over Brian and Dave facing each other. And that's going to be really, really tough. Ty, what's your toilet bowl game of the week?
Toilet bowl is going to have to be Fairview Welfare and anybody that they play, IFPU. I think I should go back also to the game of the week and say definitely Brian versus Pay, because I actually had that written down. I just saw it. I've been having some technical difficulties over here. But yeah, toilet bowl of the week. It's until Travis can just figure out a way to bring himself back up to treading water, it's just not going to be a game to watch.
All right. So we are going to move on to the Elite League. Biggest upset of week three. I'm going to have to definitely say Skidmarks beating Thunderballs. I could not believe that Oberg did not win that. Aaron, what did you think?
I think it was Snyder over me. He beat me by just a couple points, and it was Monday night, you know. So
yeah, that's true. And game of the week, I'm definitely going to have to say myself over Mike. It was a close game the entire time. What do you think, Aaron?
Doug and Chris, you know, both undefeated. So that was definitely game of the week. And then Doug and I both predicted that the previous podcast. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. And so moving on from week three. Let's go right to week four. What was the biggest upset for week four for you, Aaron?
You over Dave.
I agree. Dude, I shouldn't have won. Like I said, I shouldn't have won those games. And game of the week, I'm actually going to say my game over Dave as well.
I'm going to say Doug over Mike.
Doug over Mike. That was the highest scoring games. The two highest scores were right in that same game. Wow. Yeah, that was a good one. So game of the week for week number five, Aaron, I am going to definitely have to say the Bears and you.
I actually think it's going to be Chris and Oberg, I think, will be the game of the week.
That would be a good one. That would definitely be a good one. Moving on, let's go ahead, and that's all for the Elite League this week. We're going right now to Survival and Pick'em. So, Aaron, let's start off with Pick'em. Week number three, winner goes to Palmer with 12. Ty, where are you on week three?
No comment.
Oh, is it because the iPhone doesn't support Flash?
It doesn't. It's not Flash. It doesn't even support that part of fantasy. If it's on iPhone, all you can do is drop and add players to your actual fantasy team.
Boo.
You can't do survival. It doesn't even give you the option. So I didn't have access to a computer that week. It just faltered. It sucked.
All right. So week number four winners, we had Mike, Joe, and Palmer with 9. That's 2 weeks in a row for Palmer. Aaron, what's going on with this week?
A lot of upsets. Cleveland over Cincinnati, Denver over Tennessee, St. Louis over Seattle, Jacksonville over Indy, you know, and these are games that everybody picked basically, you know, and like one or two people may have picked an upset. So that's why you didn't see a whole lot of high scores there.
Now we have our overall winners right now are Snyder and Palmer. They're both tied at 40. I mean, Ty, do you think you'll be able to catch up to where we're at?
I think week four was rough. for me, and I think it'll take me a few weeks. But yeah, I'm going to start working my way up. I think I'm over one of the other players right now. As we progress, I'm just going to keep notching my way up one at a time. Hopefully there's enough weeks left for me to get to the top, basically.
Excellent, excellent. So, Aaron, you're doing the survival stuff. We just had Snyder and Brian. They are both out, unfortunately. So how many players do we have left in the survival?
We have only five left, and Boardman's actually one of them. So he's actually picked the right players every week. But the thing that's surprising, though, is Snyder picked Indianapolis, and he's out, and then Brian picked Cincinnati. Both, you know, got upset. So it's just – it's kind of funny because the thing I love about survival is you miss week one, you're out. That's it. That's all she wrote. Or that, that's what I love about it.
Or you can be like Oberg and just forget to do it. Anyways, we got to talk about some NFL news. Some breaking news happened not that long ago, but it's official. Number 84 is back with the Vikings. Randy Moss has been traded for a third round pick next year and a seventh round pick in 2012. Ty, what do you want to talk about?
I'm just going to say I'm happy for him. He didn't even get so much as a look over the weekend. And surprised a lot of people. On the other side, Miami didn't even look to Marshall once. But focusing on Randy Moss, he's gonna be a big asset on the receiving end for Favre over there in Vikings. They really needed him, so that he might score them a few extra points a game, I'm thinking.
So I wanted to say something real quick about this. He's gonna be playing 17 games this year, believe it or not. He's one of the few players that actually have been forced to play 17 games, which I think is kind of cool. And he's only the second player to go back-to-back Monday night football games. So, Aaron, what do you think about the Moss deal?
I actually think for Minnesota, it's actually a bad idea because he is a distraction. He does bring some problems in the locker room. You know, even though he doesn't do stuff, you know, outside of the field, which is great, he still does stuff inside the locker room. He's going to be a distraction. And then, you know, in Minnesota, you have Sidney Rice, who is your star wide receiver. And then after him, you got Percy Harvin and you got Bernard Berrien, who are your two kind of mid guys. You're going to add Randy Moss to that situation. Berrien's going to be – he's going to be upset. I mean, he's going to be pissed. And he went from the Bears there for a huge contract. So if I was Berrien – I'd be demanding a trade. If I was Harvin, I'd be demanding a trade. Plain and simple. That's why I think it's actually dumb for them. And for New England, it's incredibly smart.
I'm going to stop you real quick, Aaron. Who do they have now for next year for draft picks? Do you know what they have?
They have what? Two first round, two second, two third, two fourth, something like that? It's
exactly.
Crazy.
So what's Belichick? What's the only problem with the Patriots right now? We should have probably asked Ochi to be on for this. But what's the only problem? Defense. That's it. That's all. The only problem is the defense. So he's going to pick up two defensive guys first round and probably second round. So then there's your defense.
Unless they're playing Miami.
Yeah, what's the deal with a freaking Chung having a career game? Wow.
Oh, man. Two of the most important plays of that game. I don't really know. Was he kind of a no-name going in?
No name. No-namer.
He just extended his contract.
If he does it three more times, then yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to make one more comment about the Moss thing. Yeah, New England probably benefited a little bit more from that. But look at the coverage that he's probably going to draw for the secondary. I mean, he's going to draw another man off the line, which is going to open maybe a few more running plays for the Vikings that they weren't going to run before.
Now is AP more valuable than Chris Johnson?
I think he just got a little bit more valuable to the Vikings than he was because of this extra coverage that's going to be in the backfield now. I just think it was a smart move at the right time. You can criticize that if you're a Vikings fan, but I think that they're welcoming him with open arms, and I still think it's going to be beneficial for their team this season.
Oh, I agree with you. Completely agree with you.
Now, Aaron, what if Moss does not produce? Who is at fault there? Because Childress is the one who wanted this.
honestly, I think that Childress is just grasping at straws. He is offering to pay Brett Favre, you know, ridiculous amounts of money. And then, you know, Favre comes back. He tried to get Vincent Jackson in there, you know, then he went for Moss. I mean, it's the way he does it, honestly, it's like telling his wide receivers, guys, you really suck. And we need somebody a little bit better. So, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of Childress anymore.
You want to hear a funny stat, though, about this? A third of their payroll goes to three players. Can you name them?
Brett Favre, AP, and I think probably Bernard Berrien.
Nope, Jared Allen, not Andrew Pearson.
Oh, duh.
A third of their payroll goes to those three guys. And what has Jared Allen done this year?
Nothing.
Exactly. So, and the thing is, this is almost all Brad Childress. So, is he going to be around next year, Ty?
Again, it's going to totally depend on how this fans out. He's made some risky choices, so. That's with any coach's job is making risky choices and hoping they pan out for the best.
All right. So, Aaron, is there any other news that I haven't covered?
No, I mean, the only other big trade I can think of was Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, that's right. Marshawn Lynch got traded. And where did he go, Aaron?
He came to my neck of the woods.
I was just going to say that. Yes, he came to Seattle. And did they, you know, if I'm correct, they dropped Julius Jones. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Useless anyways. So
no, I find this Marshawn Lynch thing interesting because I've had him on my bench now for
and now he's a starter.
Since week two. And I have been just wondering if I'm going to play this guy or not. Now I've got a bye this week and I decided to keep him on the bench anyway. I don't think transition to a new team, you're just gonna get too many touches. But we'll see. Maybe I'll be happy that I hung on to him in a couple weeks.
Now, Aaron, do you have Terrell Owens?
No, I do not.
Okay. Ty, do you have him?
I don't have him. Okay. I think Dave have him, maybe.
Okay, because I was talking to Dave earlier about this, and I was like, did you play him? And why didn't you play him last week? Because he lost to me. And he goes, would you have played him? I'm like, oh, no.
huge points for T.O. Was this like 70 points or something?
It was ridiculous. Whatever it was ridiculous. But yeah. Him and I talked about it. He goes, I would have never played him. I go, I wouldn't have played him either. I go. So it's just one of those messed up things. He had a great week. Probably the highest scoring guy in our entire league. So, hey, Ty, is there anything else you want to add?
I wonder if we're going to see Collins put up any numbers this year. I know that's sort of a off topic from the league going switching over to Bears, but now that he's going to be taking snaps this week, I wonder if he's going to do well enough to continue for a few weeks at the helm.
I think it's only a 1 week thing for him because Cutler was practicing in a helmet, which is a really good sign actually after having concussion. But he has to actually get approved from a non-NFL doctor or something like that. Someone who's not in the organization or with the NFL at all. It has to be someone completely different. Like
it wasn't one of those inflatable helmets, right?
No, it wasn't one of those helmets and him going, I'm Batman. Do you want to come with me, Robin, to the Batcave? Well, but yeah.
I just think it's interesting because Collins, I don't know if anybody caught this, but he's turning 40 in a week. He'll be the second oldest quarterback in the league, I think, behind none other than Favre, and they're hanging on to him because he's just got so much experience, and he knows that he's probably in one of his last seasons. I think he comes out and throws a game of his life next week. I'm looking forward to it.
No Steve Smith for the Panthers, and they're starting a rookie again for the Panthers as well, so the Bears could probably win this game because, well, the offense for the Panthers will suck it up and they'll probably run one back and our offense won't do anything. Aaron, what do you think?
You know what? I see the Bears winning, you know, so I don't think there's much to say about that.
Aaron, what game do you get stuck watching this week, by the way?
Fucking Green Bay and whoever they face. I don't even remember. It's
Donovan
stupid.
McNabb.
Yeah, they face the Redskins, dude. Like, no. You know, I'm sorry, but no. Just no.
I feel bad for
him.
I feel bad for you. Hopefully, somehow you can catch the game. If you can't, you know you can go to 780 and listen to the game from there as well. That's WBBM. Yeah. And that's my favorite thing. I usually pop the radio on about 9 o'clock, start listening to the pregame, because I'm sorry, three hours of pregame for the Bears, I mean, that's not enough, but I'll do with what I can.
Yeah, I got to listen to it from O'Hare Airport over Westwood One. They do a pretty good national broadcast. But I tell you what, listening to a couple other games, I actually got to see part of that Redskins matchup with McNabb against the Eagles when he was coming home. I loved how they were cheering for him when he was introduced into the game. And the first down that he got, they were just booing the crap out of him.
But that's just saying. I mean, well, sorry, Aaron, I interrupt you. Go ahead, Aaron.
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I thought you were. No, what I was saying. Well, if you know, they cheered because they did not want him to go. And as they saw in the game, Donovan McNabb was just Donovan McNabb, and he
tearing them apart,
tore him up, and it just proves that he still has it. I still think McNabb has at least another 2 years in him, and I think that's when he should probably call it. But
no more Campbell's commercials, though.
Exactly. He has been doing that, by the way, for like 3 years. Aaron, what else do you have?
That's it for me this week.
All right. So I want to first off thank Ty for coming on the show. You can find him on the Twitter at what, Ty?
You can find me at tyboardman@twitter.com.
All right. And you can find Aaron, of course, at aphughes.com. Aaron, is that the only way you can find you right now?
Yeah, you can't find me any other way.
Okay.
I'm mysterious.
And of course, if you want to find me, I'm ahughes86. And if you want to follow my team, I'm at Kewanee Bulldogs. That's KEWANEE Bulldogs.
You won't find them on the leaderboard, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I'm 4-0 in one league and 3-0 in the other, and 4-0 in a couple other ones. Anyways, moving on, though. First, thanks, Ty, for coming on the show. Thanks, Aaron, for coming on the show. Thanks to Session 86, 86 Productions, and, of course, all the players in the league. And until next time, we will see you on the gridiron. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.